Cece Coney, Time to Act.
All right, let's get a few people over here.
In my senior year of high school, we were called upon to perform the play Miriam.
She's not in costume yet?
As a charity fundraiser.
I don't think so.
I, in turn, received a part and lines to memorize.
Oh, right.
And so rehearsals began.
Careful.
Would you please carry that for them?
Do we have a copy of the script?
All right, I need someone not in costume to help move the table from out back.
All right.
I'll be right there. I can help, Mrs. Vargas.
Miss Coney, no. No, I need you to get in costume. Lady Cornelia's appearance requires a little more time.
Let's get those props on the stage.
Vicky, come give Miss Coney a hand. I want to see her in costume.
Need one more?
What? Certainly, Mrs. Vargas.
May I have a hand?
Careful.
Follow me, Cece. I mean, Cornelia. I have everything you need back here.
She certainly did. I never dreamed that so much went into a Romanesque costume, or that Vicky could capture the era so perfectly. Before long, I was thoroughly dressed in the stunning apparel of a Roman lady. And yet, I still didn't feel like one.
Well, I must admit, this all looks very nice, but I still say that mine is not the face to match its beauty.
Did I say I was done? Come, sit over here.
Then came the real challenge. With all the cosmetics she had at her disposal, Vicky set herself to the task of making me beautiful. So I just sat patiently as she busied herself with this and with that, and soon, many of the other girls gathered to watch.
Is that Cece?
Vicky, that is perfect.
She looks amazing.
Which shade of lipstick should I use?
I think that one.
Yes, I thought so too. Here,
Cece,
Ubo.
You look so lovely.
I love your hair.
Vicky twisted it over and
Cece,
over.
Cece, don't talk. Let me finish your lips.
Oh, Cece, you look fabulous.
I mean, it's like the real you.
Vicky, what did you do to her eyes?
Just a little blue penciling underneath.
Can I talk now?
I'm jealous.
Yes, I think I'm about done.
I have to get Mrs. Vargas.
Beautiful.
It's perfect.
Absolutely beautiful.
Cece, I can't imagine a better Lady Cornelia.
Really? I mean, anyone else could have played the part.
No, you have to see yourself.
You look beautiful.
Where's a mirror?
Here.
Well, Cece, what do you think? Are you satisfied?
Is that me?
Of course it is.
You're amazing.
I can hardly believe it.
Oh, Mrs. Vargas.
Mrs. Vargas, look.
You've seen Cece?
What do you think, Mrs. Vargas? Does she pass?
Vicky, she's beautiful.
What did I tell you?
Well done, Vicky.
She's amazing.
Truly, well done.
You look wonderful, Cece.
I looked again into the mirror. Was it really me? All my friends seemed to think so. And for the first time, they found me quite beautiful.
I can't believe that's me. I never thought I looked pretty before. I suppose it's possible. Quite possible. I know what I shall do. I will go and buy all the things that Vicky used. Then I can always look as beautiful as I do now.
No sooner had I formed this resolution in my mind than I felt the well-known hand of my dear angel upon my shoulder. His face was very sad.
When anyone strives to appear beautiful in the eyes of the world, their souls lose their beauty in the eyes of God.
Suddenly, the facade fell.
How could I have been so foolish?
And I saw my desires.
Am I crazy?
For what they really were.
Here I desired physical beauty, when beauty of the soul far surpasses the most dazzling bodily loveliness.
Cut to the heart. I wanted to wash it all away.
Stage set for Act One.
Cool. Do you have a copy of the script?
You're right there.
Places, everyone!
The curtain was about to rise, though, and I could do nothing.
Don't trip on the curtain.
But this lesson, thanks be to God, did not have to be learned twice. For how can one possibly compare pleasing God to pleasing men? Interestingly enough, we repeated the play a couple of weeks later for the bishop. And even though I refused to have my face painted again, Not a single person complained of an ugly Cornelia. On the contrary, the performance was quite the success. In time, I came to realize that my guardian angel's love for me was as powerful as the skills that he used to form me in virtue and protect me from harm. And this incredible love for me was so intense that he often extended his powerful protection to others at my request. Certainly, the most extraordinary manifestation of this involved someone who was most precious to me, my father.